I didn't know I was in a dream, but I was. I was in a dream, and the first thing I remember was looking at my toes. I was bending over so I could see my toes more closely. I felt concerned, inquisitive. I was inspecting. There were blue spots in my toenail that I hadn't seen before. As I looked more closely, I saw more of them. They seemed to be multiplying. They were multiplying. At first, they were just in the toenail of my middle toe, but when I looked again, they were spreading into my other toes, too. What was going on? What was wrong with me? This is not normal. I got scared. Something was seriously wrong. These blue specks were embedded in my toenails like crystals. Every time I looked, there were more of them. This is not good, I thought. I needed to find out more. The next thing I remember, I was looking up what blue specks in your toenails were in Google search on my laptop. My hands were typing the search when I immediately became immersed inside a YouTube video explaining that the blue specks were actually a good sign. It meant that my body was expelling extra nutrients that would disintegrate into rich food source from microorganisms throughout the universe. I was inside the video watching these blue crystals in my toenails become dispersed like stardust. These little tardigrade-type beings were swimming around eating up the blue crystal space dust. I was mind-blown, but I felt relieved. Then the next thing I remember was, I was escaping from a matrix-like spacecraft with a group of friends. We were in trouble. I don't know why, but I felt like we were in danger of losing our lives. We were submerged underwater in these underground tube-like tunnels, and everything was glowing in dark blue hues. We had breathing apparatus that was like scuba gear, but more advanced. We had set up a decoy, and when we escaped, the spacecraft fell for it. We swam as fast and as silently as we could until it was gone and we were safe. I was leading the way. Then the next thing I remember, I was with the same group of people. We were still in the underground tunnel system, but we were no longer underwater. We were no longer wet. I didn't know any of my companions' names, but I knew them and trusted them. Some of them, even though they looked human, were not from the planet Earth. We continued to walk through the tunnel until we came upon a marketplace. It was like an arts and crafts fair, and we became immersed in groups of people shopping and vending. I was in awe of how beautiful the jewelry was. I quickly got lost in the craftsmanship and soon found myself separated from my group, jaw-dropped at what I was discovering. Everywhere I looked, there was something incredible to look at. I turned down a side tunnel and discovered another room that was filled with gems that were astoundingly beautiful, beyond compare. They shimmered with blue and lavender rainbow-tinted light that filled the room with crystal ball-like illumination. The amazing part was that the emitting light was permeating inside of me. I could see the lights as if they were in my body. They were everywhere. I picked one up from the display and turned it in my hands, and the lights turned around inside my head. I was jaw-dropped. I felt unworthy. For a moment, I felt like they were beyond understanding. Then my friends turned the corner and saw them too, and we were all amazed by what we had found. From there, I remember we found our way into a larger room, and there were these acrobatic rings hanging from the ceiling in there. One of my friends was an aerialist, and she started swinging from them and doing all kinds of circus-like moves on them. We were all cheering and laughing. There was another set of rings hanging there. I reached for them and started swinging. I had no idea what I was doing, but it came so naturally to me that I started giggling like a kid with excitement. Each pendulum swing became longer and faster, and we were counterbalancing each other. I couldn't really see her, but I could feel that we were using each other's inertia to move faster. It was like being on the end of a rope that was made out of bungee cords. We were swirling around the room and it seemed to change size on each larger circle we made. On the last sweep around, I was going so fast, whipping around the corner toward a wall, and I could see that I was going to smack into it. It got closer and closer, closer and closer until I knew I wasn't going to clear it, and then right before I smacked into the wall, I woke up.